I'm joined by Maya Fisher-French, who is an award-winning financial journalist and founder of Maya on Money website. Good afternoon and welcome to Impact 103, Maya.
Yes, good afternoon. I think it's the first time I've been on your radio station, so thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure having you on our station to talk about money things, so important, something that we can all relate to. And being the 25th of the month means it's payday. So I think this topic of payday routines is quite fitting for this Money Monday.
Absolutely. I know I'm looking forward to my payday, as always.
Maya, it's so important to know how we actually spend our money. So the very first thing that we need to do when it comes to our salary arriving in our bank accounts, you know, and you have some good advice for us. What would you say that very first thing is?
I think the most important thing is to decide upfront where every cent is going to go. So understand sit down today and write down, what are my fixed costs? What are the debit orders that are going to go off? What are my debt commitments? What is actually going to leave my bank account in the next 5 days? And then another really important one to do, and often this is something that if you haven't done it before, you may want to start do it going forward, is to really track your spending so that you've got a very clear idea. How much do I spend each week on groceries or transport or fuel, all those other costs, and then budget for those? Because we all seem to think that there's only 1 week in the month. We tend to spend the whole lot in that first week. So I think it's very important that we kind of say, oh, okay, this is what I need to have each week to get through the month. And then, of course, probably the most important thing is, I spoke about the fixed costs that go off on payday. Those also have to be saving and investing. Because if you are not putting your first cents of your paycheck away for saving and investing, and you think you're only going to do it with the money that comes at the end of the month, let me assure you that will never happen.
So you're basically saying prioritize saving and investing, and obviously also stick to your financial commitments where you have got loans and those kinds of things. But something that you said, it's actually when you said people think that there's only 1 week in the month, I've heard that by the 6th of the month, most people are out of cash for that month.
Oh, completely. I think that's very true. And a lot of it is the debt. Debt has a big impact on it. So I would agree. I think for most people, they just kind of, they have no concept of what their money's going to do for the month. And it all just seems to disappear. And on the 5th of the month, they start to now move into credit and they just go back into using the credit. So I think it's incredibly important. And, you know, I really have seen that when people start to track their spending and actually start planning for the month, they actually make it to the end of the month. So for me, this is not, everyone says, I need more money. Let me assure you, I could put triple the amount into your bank account and you will still be out of money by the 6th of the month. It's that simple. You actually have to start making conscious decisions about how your money is going to work for you for that 4 months.
That discipline of tracking your spending throughout the month. Do you think that most people have a set routine on payday, or do you think they just go with the flow?
No, go with the flow. I mean, let me put it this way. If you meet someone and they say, oh, I've got savings and I've got investments and I don't use credit and all of these things, they are the people who've been planning. The people who say to you, I'm out by the 6th of the month, are going with the flow. And we know the majority of people go with the flow. So because we know most people have run out by the 6th. So yes, I think this is something that people have no plan at all. All they know is they're going to get paid and they're very excited about it. But if you had to say to them, tell me in week 3 what your expenses are going to be, no, they couldn't tell you that.
Maya, you are a financial journalist, so you know the common mistakes that people make right after getting paid. What are those common mistakes?
So it's the feeling of being rich, right? The wealth effect. Suddenly my bank account balance went from 0 to whatever my salary is. So I feel, oh, I've been struggling the last week or two. I haven't been able to buy the things I wanted. I couldn't get my coffee that I wanted. So I'm going to spoil myself. So immediately the big spending happens and you go and you buy the clothing and you go and splash out on a big meal and all of those things. So we tend to splurge. And that's probably the biggest mistake people make is the splurge in the first week. And we'll all do it. And it's a psychological thing, like, oh, I've got the money. And I think you can, you know, it's okay to feel like, oh, I want to do something special because I've been paid. But again, it's got to be part of the budget. It's got to say, okay, maybe, so say, for example, it's taking the family out for, you know, a dinner or something. You say, okay, we're going to do that of the week of payday. But then what does that mean for the rest of the month? We're probably going to not do that, you know, we're not going to do that again, or we're going to cut back in, you know, in what we do and what we spend for the rest of the month. So I think we just need to make sure we understand that psychological, you know, emotion of suddenly getting paid. And of course, the other one that people make is that they don't save and invest first. That is probably the other biggest one, is that they don't make that first debit order off their bank account to pay themselves. They're too busy paying everybody else.
Maya, I'm also just thinking that sometimes you just have a lot more birthdays some months than others. And it just comes back to having that routine of tracking your spending and also having a long-term view on your finances. So you're not just thinking of month to month. And how does payday routines help people achieve their long-term financial goals in order to have that money to pay yourself first when it comes to saving and investing?
I want to talk about the birthdays. So one of the things that I do, and it's like such a brilliant, and whenever I teach this to someone, it changes them completely. You know, we all have banking apps, and every bank has these little savings pockets that you can open. And I've got so many of them, and mine says holiday fund, it says school fees, and it says gifts. And you can actually, so what you can say is you're going to say, right, during the year, I have all these birthdays that I'm going to have to pay for. How much am I going to want to spend on each gift? And then instead of it being like you may have three birthdays in 1 month, but you're planning for it in advance, you say, I'm going to put X away every single month into this birthday fund. So that when the birthdays come, I'm not taking it out of my paycheck. I'm taking it out of my savings that I have saved for. So a lot of that, just exactly that, it's planning. It's planning for medical bills. It's planning because I tell you, medical bills come unexpectedly. It's, you know, birthdays, car repairs. So we can also, I promise there's a little savings pockets. If we start learning that our expenses are often not monthly, they're often quarterly or they're unexpected, that's really a brilliant way to not land up using your credit card. I think also, of course, achieving long-term goals also means having an emergency fund, because if life happens, and what I come across is a lot of debt actually happens because there's an emergency and you don't always have time now to shop around for the right type of loan or the right type of credit. So you just quickly put on your credit card or you find some sort of short-term loan or payday loan to cover the emergency. So absolutely, you know, putting some money away for emergencies really helps you be able to leave some of your longer-term investments. And if you are managing your money and you're watching what you're spending and you have a little bit of extra cash, then you really want to be investing in something like a tax-free savings account. You can start it even with 100 rand a month, but you want to start that long-term wealth building. And then, of course, you know, you can also have shorter-term goals like, you know, deposit on a house or a car or even saving for next year's school fees. So those little savings accounts I spoke about are also great examples of that. And I just think we've got to get into a mindset of saving for the future, not paying for yesterday, because we all pay for yesterday. Our salary hits the account and most of it goes to debt. And what is debt? Debt is spending that we did last month, last year. We've got to change that into saying, I'm actually going to prepare and save so that when expenses come, I have the money, I don't have to borrow. It's a big mind shift for many people, but I promise you when they start doing it, the changes happen. I'm talking like within 1 or 2 months, their lives change.
Maya, I think you've touched on so many things that actually lead to a segue to the final question that I need to or would love to ask you. And you've mentioned that in your bank account, there's those little savings account pockets that you can save money in and plan for future. And I'm sure there's also other apps that you are aware of or other tools and strategies that you have not yet mentioned, just as a recommendation for managing money on payday.
I think, you know, don't underestimate a simple Excel spreadsheet. So, you know, Excel's got great templates that you go and you get a budget template and it just helps you to track your finances. But probably the most important thing is just to collect your slips and as you're spending, write them down. And even if it's physically, even if you're just physically jotting it down in a book and you just, you're adding it up and at the end of every week you say, okay, this is what I've spent. This is what I've spent it on, and have some reflections on, you know, what did I spend my money on this month, this week? What was necessary? What was a luxury? Just having that kind of relationship with your money is really worthwhile. Your banking apps, all the banking apps now are starting to move more and more into this sort of automated learning. So mine will start telling me, oh, okay, Woolworths, you know. And for me, Woolworths is often groceries. So, you know, it knows I've been groceries and it ticks that off. And it starts to tell me what I've been spending on various items. And then you also get actual apps that collate all of your banking information, something like Vault 22. It used to be 22.7. It's now called Vault 22. That's one of the apps that people use. And then there's also paid versions like FinWise. So I think what these do is that they actually tap directly into your bank accounts, into your credit cards, and even into your investments. And they draw the information together and they show you a dashboard of all of your money. I have written about them and their safety measures, and they're pretty safe to use. But I like those sorts of things because they show me my net worth. And when your net worth's growing, it's quite a nice tool to have.
It sure is. And that discipline of just having a budget, like you say, it's as simple as writing it down or getting a bit more fancy and going to that spreadsheet on Excel and writing down every cent where your money goes. It is so good to have all this knowledge, but it's even better to be applying what we've just learned here by Maya Fisher-French, who is an award-winning financial journalist and founder of Maya on Money website. Thank you so much, Maya, for your time on Impact 103.
Thank you.